Thank you, Brother Byron, for your warm words of welcome. And by the way, while I'm at it, thank you, Seattle Ecclesia, for providing another wonderful convention. What a marvelous job you do. How many of you are there? I think literally a handful, six? Well, that's the a testimony to the power of the Lord's Spirit working in His people. I see so many smiles from up here because you've all been blessed. You've all enjoyed so much the convention so far. And it's a delight to be here. You all have a job to do this evening. I am officially standing here now, chairing this meeting and appointing each of you officially members of my select choir. Let's not let the walls, let's not let the ceiling of this room hold back the sound of our praise to our great Heavenly Father, the mighty Creator of the universe, the Lord God Jehovah. We also give thanks to my dear friend Sister Agnes, who is playing the piano for us this evening. I really feel a sense of family here. It's wonderful. But the greatest joy that I have and the greatest joy that you have in life is being able to say, I am His, and He is mine. Lord, I would be entirely thine. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord God. We will not serve our fears. We will not serve our prejudices. We will not serve our flesh. We will not serve our anxieties, our cares for tomorrow. Let us serve the Lord God in wholeness of heart. Let us serve Him in psalm and hymn and spiritual songs this evening. Lord, I am thine, entirely thine. And as we join together our voices, I got such a wonderful feeling up here in the front row, hearing the enthusiasm and the joy that you sang behind me with. Avowing again, going to the Lord again and saying, Lord, I know that I have given you my life. But for my sake, and because I love you, I'm telling you again, I give you my life. Because what else is there beside you? In Him we live and move and have our very being. We serve a marvelous God, the Creator of the universe and all the splendor that He has surrounded us with throughout the world and at this wonderful location. Our hearts echo the sentiments of David in Psalm 86. Give ear, O Jehovah, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my prayers. Get my feeling. Understand how my heart longs for Thee. In the day of my trouble, I will call on you, for you will answer me, because you are the true God. Among the gods, there is none like you. O Lord, none are like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you. O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Jehovah. I will walk in your truth. My heart rejoices to fear your name. My heart rejoices to give reverence to such a noble, loving, wise, just, and majestic God. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. In Psalm 863, these beautiful words. It is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O my God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thee in thy power and in thy glory, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And haven't we found that to be so in our lives, each one of us? His loving kindness, his overruling providence, his tender care for us in the sunshine of favor, and in the storms of life, where would we be without him? My lips shall indeed praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. One brother in fellowship mentioned that in those night watches, those sleepless hours of the night, have been the blessings of the most intense and wonderful prayer, the most wonderful communion with the Heavenly Father. In the night watches, as the hours go by, we don't fear and feel a feeling of desperation and anxiety. It drives us closer to the Lord, and the closer we are driven to him, the more we realize we are his, entirely his, and he is ours. He is mine. Because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings, in the comfort of your care, I will rejoice. Dear brethren, let us sing praise to our Heavenly Father with the sentiments of the hymn, I shall be satisfied with thy likeness.
In thy likeness, O Lord, may I live.
Indeed I shall. I shall be satisfied then when the arms of my Father embrace me, his child. Oh, I shall be satisfied then. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3. A psalm of David, the servant of Jehovah, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And David said, I love you, O Jehovah, my strength. Jehovah is my strength and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock. I will trust in him. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. And the Lord has delivered us from so many enemies and does continue to deliver us. He delivers us from enemies that would oppose our progress in the way of holiness that we have chosen. The enemies of fleshly weakness, of pride and prejudice. The enemies of those who oppose the truth, not willingly, but because they are blind. And the great enemy of truth, our adversary. The Lord delivers us from them all. He is our rock. He is our salvation. He is the horn, the power, the might of our salvation. What a great and wonderful God he is. He is mine, and I am his. Lord, I would be entirely thine. Not an atom of my being, not the briefest second of deviation in my will to do righteousness, O Lord, to be entirely thine. And so shall I be saved by his saving power and his grace from my enemies. Thank God for his grace toward us. We have tremendous confidence in God. Let us raise our voices again in singing of our confidence in God. our joys don't depend on our human senses. Our joys don't depend on what our eyes can see. They don't depend on what our ears are hearing. Our joys don't depend on our circumstance in daily life. Our joys don't depend on career, reputation among men. All those things would substitute the role of God in our lives. Though every joy of sense depart, we may live by faith alone, because we're entirely His, and He is mine. What a loving and wonderful God we serve. We have great confidence in His indisputable, mighty, omniscient power. He is God. He alone is God. There is no God beside Him. And as He leads us, day by day, perhaps the words of this poem might come to mind. In pastures green, not always. Sometimes He who knoweth best in kindness leadeth me in weary ways, where heavy shadows be. Out of the sunshine, warm and soft and bright, out of the sunshine into darkest night. I oft would faint with terror and with fright, only for this: I know He holds my hand. So whether in the green or desert land, I trust, although I may not understand. And by still waters? No, not always so. Oft times the heavy tempest round me blow, and o'er my soul the waves and billows go. But when the storm beats loudest, and I cry aloud for help, the Master standeth by and whispers to my soul, "Lo, it is I." Above the tempest wild, I hear Him say, "Beyond this darkness lies the perfect day. In every path of thine, I lead the way." I trust Him, because I know that I have given myself to Him. I am entirely His, and He is mine. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. He is the light of my life. He is the light of your life. He is the shield that protects me often from the fiery darts of the wicked one. And I know that He is a shield in your life as well. Let's again join our voices and tell Him our trust in Him, our love for Him, in singing, "The Lord, a sun and a shield."
Grace and glory.
And he does live. We have ample, powerful testimony to that fact, in that his Spirit has been shed forth in us. He lives a pledge that we will live too. The Lord God is a sun and a shield to his people. In him we put our complete trust and faith. He alone is God. There is no God beside him. There is so much wisdom in the Word of God. Proverbs is filled with so many beautiful admonitions. We love in particular the ones pointed out in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments within you, so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. For Jehovah gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and guards the way of his saints. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment, and honesty, every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasing to your soul, judgment shall keep you. Understanding shall keep you to deliver you. How blessed we are in our understanding of the Word of God. How blessed we are that we have His Spirit, and it works in us a spirit of obedience and acquiescence to his will. For he alone is God. There is no God beside him. Therefore, I am his, and he is mine. Lord, I would be entirely thine. He is a great and majestic God and has created such wonders in this world and wonders in the universe. Fields of flowers, purple, symbols of royalty, waiting for the loving bask of the rising sun, the beauties of the day to come. And as we close our day today, I'm so looking forward to raising our voices together in singing a hymn of ultimate praise and adoration to the Heavenly Father. For he alone is God. There is no God beside him. He is holy. 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 Let us sing in closing this hymn to his praise. God Almighty, we love Thee and we adore Thee. Teach us Thy ways. Accept our humble and complete surrender to You. Be Thou our God and our Father. And may we be ever and always entirely Thine. Amen.